express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you the true and courageous story of a brave young school teacher who taught her pupils the lesson of happiness. To preside over the program, we have our regular master of ceremonies, Richard Calmer, and to star as the lovely young teacher, we bring you one of Hollywood's loveliest young leading ladies, Jean Tierney.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The easiest things in the world to believe in are dreams. But few of us make them come true. Tonight, we're going to tell you about three dreams. One of a little girl of 9. She wanted a doll. The next of a bigger girl of 25. She wanted a better world. And the third dream is mine, because I wanted to see one of my favorite actresses here with us again. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you one of Hollywood's most glamorous stars, auburn-haired, green-eyed Jean Tierney.
Thank you, Dick. It's good to be back. And I certainly like the little school teacher I'm playing tonight. She's a new role for me.
Please, teacher, could you take another pupil?
I have enough problem children now. Besides, in my school, we use the boot rod.
But also in your school, teacher loves her pupils.
Oh, silly. But you know, this story tonight haunts me because it's based on true life. Things like this happen.
Sure they do, often. And there's nothing in the world like a kid's misery.
Or his happiness. You know, that's why I like those wonderful new Hallmark greeting cards, the doll cards. They catch that magic happiness of children.
They do that. And now... Uh-oh. Just a moment. Look who I see. Our own Grandpa and Peg right over there and having a fine time together. Let's listen to what they're saying.
Mighty good lemonade, Peg.
Yeah. But, Grandpa, remember? You promised me two stories tonight.
Yep. And it's kind of surprising. Both of them are about red-haired dolls.
Oh, bless you.
All right. Here's the first story. Listen carefully now.
It's the opening day of school in Shady Cove, Kentucky. School in Shady Cove, Kentucky is a one-room shack. The books are old and torn, and there aren't enough of them. The pupils range from 6 to 18 years old. The teacher, well, the teacher is Ella Enslow. She's new here. Last year, there were 5 different teachers, one after another, because no one teacher was willing to stay long. Not on $50 a month. This year, Shady Cove is starting off with Ella Enslow. Let's see how she makes out.
All right. This is the first day of school. I'm glad so many of the grown-ups are here to meet me and learn about the school. In a moment, we will pray for the success of this school year. But I think it's only right that you should know what you're praying for first.
I ain't gonna pray.
Oh. One of the things you're praying for is that the young man who just spoke out will learn some manners this year.
I think she's funny.
Now, I understand you had 5 teachers here last year. I think we ought to pray that there'll only be 1 this year. Not because I want to hold my job, though that's true, too. But because that way your children will be better taught. Now, I can't do everything myself. I'll need the cooperation of all you people. Maybe one of you would like to comment.
You won't last a week.
You are so glorious.
Maybe some of the parents would like to comment. Can some of you ladies tell me that you're glad to see me here and that you'll help?
Help? What do you need help from us for? All you gotta do is lick them. Lick them every day. No licking, no learning.
She won't lick me.
What's your name, young man?
Floyd Chase.
Well, that's the 3rd time that you've interrupted, Floyd. Let it be the last time. Now, I'll pay you the compliment of answering me. You say I won't lick you. You're right, Floyd. I won't. Not until you meet. Now we'll say the prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen. Why, yes, dear. Come in. Now, why do you want to come back into the schoolroom after us?
I want to talk to you, Miss Anslow.
All right. What's your name?
Mary Craven. Oh, I remember
your face from the classroom today. But I'm afraid it will be some time before I learn all your names. Lilia Craven, eh?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what do you want, Lilia?
I want to tell you, Miss Anslow. I want to tell you...
Yes, dear?
I like you.
Oh, thank you, Amelia. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry about my brother.
Your brother?
Floyd is my brother.
Oh.
He's too fresh.
He is disturbing. How does it happen that a big 18-year-old boy is going to school?
He had to quit for a while.
Is that so?
Yes, ma'am. He got sent away.
Sent away? Where?
Reform school.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, ma'am. He stole things.
I'm sorry.
He's a bad boy, Floyd is.
I'm afraid he's not a very good one.
I like him.
Of course you do. He's your brother.
He's nice to me. Miss Henslow, is it all right for me to like my brother, even if he is a bad boy?
Oh, you poor child.
Because even if he is bad... He's good to me. Look.
What's that?
A doll. My made it for me.
A doll? Let's see. Why, so it is. It's made out of an old clothespin, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Did you have a real doll when you was a little girl?
Yes, I did, Amy.
With red hair?
No, I don't think so.
That's what I'd like if I was rich. A real doll with red hair.
Is that because some other little girl has that kind of doll?
Oh, no. Nobody has any real dolls in this village.
Nobody?
No. We're all too poor.
I see. You mean to say none of the girls in my classroom has a doll?
Just clothespin dolls like this one. Well, I'd better go now.
Wait a minute, Lilia. Do you mind if I ask you about your arm?
My arm?
Yes, I've been noticing it. You hold it awkwardly. What makes it crooked like that?
I broke it last year.
Who said it?
My father.
Not a doctor?
No, ma'am. My folks don't hold with doctrine.
I think you ought to have a doctor reset it, Amelia.
No. No, doctor's hurt. Doctor's hurt. I won't do it.
Amelia.
Oh, hello, Floyd. Come in. Your sister and I were just talking about her arm.
Well, you can stop talking about it. What business is it of yours?
Well, I think that if a doctor reset her arm...
That'd mean breaking it again, wouldn't it?
Yes, but when it was reset, Amelia could have a fine, straight arm like other girls.
We don't hold with things like that in my family. Amelia, you come home right now. Hurry, here.
All right. Goodbye, Miss Angela.
Goodbye, Amelia. Goodbye, Floyd.
Don't you go trying to soft-soap me.
I'm coming, Ella. There's no need to rush the feet off me.
My goodness, what an energetic sister you are. Coming all the way into town for this foolishness and dragging me away from my sewing. I declare I don't know why I came with you.
Oh, don't be crabby, Jessie. Doesn't this errand warm your heart?
Warm my fiddlesticks.
Come on, here we are.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning. We'd like to look at your doll, please.
What would I be doing with dolls?
What are we doing looking at them?
Don't you sell dolls?
No.
Oh, well, what store does sell dolls?
None.
A person must be able to buy dolls in this town.
No. These mountain folks don't have no money waste on dolls. Might order a doll for you. Take a month or so.
No, I can't give an order.
On $50 a month, you bet you can't.
I just thought I could price them and then see whether somehow we could raise the money for several dolls.
Mm.
Oh, well,
Sorry, I can't help you, ma'am.
Miss Angelo.
Teddy, come here. What's the matter?
Miss Angelo, Floyd came and took my home.
Oh, he did. Floyd? Floyd, come here. You're making me the bus, too, Teddy.
But he threw it down the slope, Miss Angelo. We threw it away.
He'll get it for you. Don't worry, Teddy.
You hankering to see me, teacher?
Yes, I am, Floyd. We don't allow bullying in the schoolyard.
You don't, huh?
No, we don't. You go down the slope and get Teddy's hoop for him.
And what if I won't?
You will, all right.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You'll get his hoop and you'll bring it back to him. And while you're down there, you'll cut a good-sized switch and bring it back to me in the classroom.
Oh. Well, that's different. I will get the hoop. And I will bring back a switch. It'll be a lot of fun to see what you're going to do with that switch. Teacher.
Well, here I am.
All right, Floyd. Come here.
Here's your switch.
Thank you. Did you give the hoop back to Teddy?
Let's see what you're going to do with that switch.
I asked you a question.
Did you?
Yes. Did you give the hoop back to Teddy?
I gave it to him. What are you going to do with that switch?
I'll show you in a minute, Floyd. But first I want to talk to you.
Scared to start using that switch, ain't you?
No, Floyd. But first I want to remind you that I told you on the first day of school that I'd whip you when you needed it.
Talking don't mean nothing. You're scared to whip me.
Oh, no. I'm not afraid of you, Floyd. And I don't care what you try to do to me. But today you picked on little Teddy. A little 9-year-old boy who couldn't defend himself. That's bullying. And there's only one punishment for bullying.
I ain't gonna be switched.
I think you are. I think you are because you're a man.
You bet I am.
Of course you are. You see, Floyd, I'm not foolish enough to think I can whip you if you don't let me. You're twice my size. You have 4 times my strength. But you have a licking coming to you, and you're going to get it. Simply because you're man enough to know when you've done wrong, and man enough to take your punishment.
Well, I never thought of things that way.
Think about it now, Floyd.
Yes, Angelo, I've been acting like a fool, I reckon. But I want no more. You want me to turn around? All right. Go ahead, Miss Enslaw. I'll take what's coming to me.
Well?
Mr. Kent?
That's me.
I'm Miss Enslaw, the new school teacher.
Well, I want to thank you for switching my son, Floyd. Been a good boy since then.
I'm glad of it. Mr. Caven, I came to talk to you about Media.
Well?
Her arm, it needs attention. I think you should have a doctor reset it.
Do you?
Yes. May I come in and talk to you about it?
No, I don't hold with doctors. I don't hold with meddlers. You get out of here. I'll take my shotgun to you.
Gene Tierney will be back in a moment for the second act of tonight's drama, presented by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. Oh, but here's Grandpa and Peg again.
Gee, wish I had a red-haired doll, too. Grandpa?
Hmm?
What you looking for?
Here. Peek inside this envelope.
Oh, it is a red-haired doll. It's Marion, a little lamb. Oh, Grandpa, It's a beautiful cut-out doll. But, yes, a song inside. You made it to me, Grandpa.
All right. Mary had a little lamb who was as white as snow. He followed Mary everywhere, no matter where she'd go. And then one day, when Mary left, he followed her to school and went right in, although he knew it was against the rules. For Mary told him often, lambs can't go to school, you see. And that is why you always have to wait outside for me. And then when Mary saw him, she could scarce believe her eyes. And all the children laughed and said, this is a nice surprise. But Mary's teacher smiled and said, I'm very sorry, dear. A lamb is nice to have, but you must take him out of here. So Mary took the lamb outside and felt so sad and blue to think he had done just what she'd told him not to do. The little lamb was so ashamed and felt so awful bad, it almost broke his heart to see that Mary felt so sad. So he decided right away he wanted to be good and said to Mary, from now on, I'll mind you like I should. And that's exactly what he did. So starting there and then, he always was a perfect lamb and never died again.
Oh, Grandpa, I love Mary and her lamb. I love her pretty red dress and big bloom and all the flowers in her hat. I'm going to put her on my pillow so I can see her first thing in the morning.
Yes, folks, that's what a lot of youngsters will want to do when they see Hallmark dolls. Not greeting cards, but more, they're the merriest stand-up dolls you've ever seen. Straight from the land of make-believe. There's Mary and her lamb, Cinderella, six other Storyland characters, gaily, colorfully dressed, front and back, all with real plumes in their hats. What's more, inside every Hallmark doll is a rollicking story rhyme. Honestly, folks, you'll never find so much fun for so little money. See them soon, send them often to every youngster you know. Now, back to Gene Tierney.
It's you.
Yes.
Told you to keep away from here, didn't I?
You told me not to talk to you about Melia's arm.
Well?
I thought it was all right to come here and see Floyd.
Yes, that's all right. You've done a good thing for Floyd. Step in.
Thank you.
Floyd, your teacher wants to set and visit with you.
Sit down, Miss Enslow.
Thanks. Your father tells me you've been better lately. Better behavior.
Sure has, Miss Enslow. He's done a good bit of cutting brush and hauling and general chores lately. And he ain't been no trouble in the neighbors. First time in 18 years.
Why, that's wonderful, Floyd.
Is it?
Of course.
I don't think it's wonderful.
No?
No. I think I've been a darn fool the last week or so. Been letting people soft soap me. I've been a darn fool.
Oh, no, Floyd, no. You've been wise and sensible.
Because I was acting the way you wanted me to.
Yes, by gosh, that's exactly why. Because you was acting the way Miss Enslow wanted you to. You said yourself Miss Enslow was a better man than any man you ever met. And you said yourself Miss Enslow knew everything. You'd do anything she said.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that anymore.
You're crazy if you don't. Everybody in this village says Miss Enslow's the smartest person to ever come here.
Yeah, everybody, you and me. You and me are the only ones see through her.
Me? Why me? I know she's smart.
You're just saying that to get me to act the way you want me to act. But I notice you got good sense enough not to let her soft soap you into getting a doctor for Amelia.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was going to be the subject of a family quarrel.
Floyd, you need another switch in talking to me that way.
No, Mr. Caven. I'm afraid Floyd is right.
You mean he shouldn't take your advice?
No. I mean you're asking him to put his trust in my knowledge and my education. That is what you're asking him, isn't it?
Sure.
Yet you yourself don't trust my knowledge.
I see. I'll go get me and we'll make plans for having a doctor.
It worked, Miss Enslow, it worked!
No, no,
Yes, you will, young lady. You'll go to a doctor. You'll do what Miss Enzo wants you to do.
Turn the car back. I'm scared of the doctor. I don't
want to
go.
It won't hurt,
Amelia. Jesse's right, Amelia. It won't hurt. Anyway, look at your arm. Don't you want a nice straight one like other girls?
Yes. But the doctor will hurt me. I know he'll hurt me.
Nonsense, Amelia. He uses ether.
Ether? What's that?
It puts you to sleep.
Oh, I know what that is. I know what that's like. That's horrible. I won't take that.
You want a straight arm, don't you, Amelia?
I want lots of things. There's lots of things I can't have because we're poor. But I want them lots more, and I want a straight arm.
Well, there's nothing I want for you more. But, Amelia, I'll make a bargain with you.
What is it?
You tell me the one thing you want more than anything in the world, and I'll see that you get it. Yes, you're a brave girl and go into the doctor's office and get your arm reset without any fuss.
Anything I want?
The thing you want most in the world.
No, no. Don't bring up a thing like that. This child needs to be told firmly that she has to go to the doctor, and no amount of foolishness will get it out of her.
Jesse, let me handle this my way. What is it, Amelia? What do you want most?
The doll.
But, Amelia, I tried to find
her. I want a store doll.
Amelia, I couldn't find
her. A store doll. Half as big as me, and with red hair. Oh, please, Miss Angela, then I wouldn't mind the doctor.
All right, Amelia. A doll half as big as you. A red-haired store doll half as big as you. I'll see that you get it if you're a brave girl and go into the doctor's office and get your arm reset without any fuss.
I'll be good, Miss Henslow. I'll let the doctor fix my arm.
Oh, fine. We'll take you to the doctor's office now, and then Jesse and I will go get the doll.
This is a lot of fiddle-faddle.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what should I do for you?
You can take our hard-earned money away from her.
Jesse, quiet. I know you don't keep dolls in stock, but I thought...
Well, we have dolls in stock.
Really? Wonderful.
Very unfortunate, I call it. Who's going to pay you back, Ella?
Just don't listen to my sister. She's got a big heart, really, but she's afraid someone who might find it out. It's funny, though. We went to Smith's store a few weeks ago, and he said no one in town had dolls.
Oh, old man Smith would never send you to his competitors.
I see. Well, let's look at the dolls. Have you got one with red hair?
Red painted hair?
No, real red hair.
Painted hair's cheaper, and it's good enough.
It'll have to be. We don't have dolls with real hair.
Oh, I did so want it. Oh, well. Let me see the dolls.
Well, sure thing. There they are. Right there in that showcase.
Oh, but those are no bigger than the palm of my hand. I want
to... Those are the biggest we have, lady.
But I need a big doll. A great big one.
Well, there's another doll in this town, lady. Since Southmond is the nearest town, that's 40 miles away. You'll just have to take this and do without.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm going to Southmond.
Silliest business ever heard of.
Here, we'll try this thing. Come on.
I don't know why I ever came. 40-mile ride for a doll.
How do you do, ladies? Can I get you something?
A doll.
Oh, yes, right over here. What kind of a doll?
A big one, a very big one, with real red hair.
Oh, how about this one?
Haven't you a bigger one?
That one's big enough.
What about this one?
Oh, that's fine. Let me see. Oh, beautiful.
Well, it's very pretty.
Does it come in a box?
Yes. You want it?
I certainly do. How much is it?
$7.49.
Oh. Oh. Let me see. I've only got $5.
The smaller one is $4.50.
Even that will be only 50 cents.
Well, I suppose...
I suppose you're going to buy the small doll anyway and leave yourself strapped.
Well, yes.
A lot of nonsense, a lot of foolishness, a lot of fiddle-faddle. See here, Ella, if you must get a doll for that child, you may as well get her what you want. Here, take my money and buy the big doll.
Hello, Amelia.
Well, young lady, the doctor says we can see you now.
I tried to be brave, Miss Enslaw.
The doctor says you were brave, Amelia.
I thought you was never coming back.
We had to go a long way, Amelia. Here, let me open your socks. There you are.
A red-haired doll.
And more than half as big as you are.
And with more clothes. Oh, Miss Enslaw, for a doll like this, I'd let the doctor set my arm over and over again. Oh, thank you, thank you.
Miss Jessie paid for most of it, Amelia.
Thank you, Miss Jessie.
Hush up, child. I'm busy.
Well, Amelia, aren't you going to take the doll out of the box? Don't you want to play with it?
Play with it? But this is a real doll. I just want to look at it.
I see.
And maybe, well, after a while, you think it'd be all right if I... Well, if I just moved your hair a little, if I was very careful, you think it'd be all right, Miss Enzo?
Yes, Mila. I think it would be fine.
Thank you, Jean Tierney, for a truly inspiring performance.
Thank you, Dick. You know, tonight's story was a deeply moving one because it showed so clearly that children want and need something to love. Something that is truly their own, like, well, a red-haired dog. It reminds me of a poem I came across recently in the Reader's Digest. It says just that, and it says it beautifully.
May we hear it, Jean?
Of course. Every child should know a hill and the clean joy of running down its slope with the wind in his hair. He should know a tree, the comfort of its cool lap of shade and the supple strength of its arms balancing him between earth and sky, so he is a creature of both. He should know bits of singing water, the strange mysteries of its depth, and the long, sweet grasses that border it. Every child should know some scrap of uninterrupted sky to shout against, and have one star, dependable and bright, for wishing on.
Thank you again, Gene Kidd.
See Hallmark dolls tomorrow, then send them off as playtime pals to every youngster you know. Send one or the set of eight to brighten rainy days. Surprise a child who's ill. Say happy birthday in a brand new way. Hallmark dolls are only 25 cents apiece. See them soon, send them often.
You're cordially invited to be with us again next week at the same time. If you enjoyed tonight's show, won't you please tell your friends about it and ask them to tune in next week for next week's program sponsored by Hallmark Greeting Cards. At that time, you will hear A.J. Cronin's true and deeply moving story of a shy young boy who became a great man. Another fine dramatic program brought to you by the makers of Hallmark Greeting Cards.
Tierney appeared the courtesy of 20th Century Fox and may soon be seen with Rex Harrison in The Ghost of Mrs. Muir. Miss Tierney was supported by Jimsy Summers in the role of Melia and Ann Seymour in the role of Jessie.
The Red-Haired Doll was dramatized by Robert Sonnadella from Ella Enslow's narrative, Schoolhouse in the Foothills, as it appeared in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Loeb, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. We'll be doubly sure of the finest quality. Always look in the back of your cards for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. This is Tom Shirley speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy Hallmark cards. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting Company.